Okay, so today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are actually halfway down Yud Zayin. We're going to start a new parak on Yud Zayin of an Aleph. So, we all know the halacha is, we learn from the Psukim, that a person who takes a neder erechin, to Maktish, either his value, his erech value, or his friend's erech value, you go by the chart. You go according to the chart that's mentioned, difference between a male or female, old or young, you go according to the chart. And if he doesn't have the amount that he's obligated to pay, meaning if he ain yado masegas to give that amount, then he's evaluated what he can pay. He pays that amount, and he's potter with that. Right? Pasuk says, imachu me'erkecho, if he can't make the payment, v'hemidu fnei ha'kohen, he's standing before the kohen, v'he'erich oso ha'kohen, the kohen evaluates him, al pi asher tosig yad ho noder, yarechen ha'kohen, based on what the noder can give, that's what the kohen evaluates him. So, the Mishnah starts, Hesek Yad bin Noder. The din of Hesek Yad is dependent upon the one who takes the vow. Right? As opposed to the one who takes, like, there's Reuven who says, I'm going to give the value of Shimon. It makes Hesek Yad, Allah is dependent upon Reuven. Right. Whether Reuven can make it or not. As Rashi says, Torah's din Hesek Yad, the concept of Hesek Yad, Shahani Nidon Be'erechin, Lefi Hesek Yado, Kedixiv, Machu Berchor, Basar Noder as Linan. We think it's obvious, but we're going to have to learn it out after everything we've learned from Sukkim. So, Hesek Yad bin Noder. The Hashanim, and the chart, is bin Nidar. That's based in our case on Shimon. Reuven takes the Neder about Shimon. That's based on Shimon. As Rashi says, Kedem Afarish Lekamon, Yeled Sheherich Zakein. If a young person gives the value of the Zakein, Noshin Erech Zakein. He has to give the value of the Zakein that he gave. Vildoazin Abasar Shanim Diday. You know, you don't go according to Reuven, a person, the one who takes the vow. The halo amar erkiyali, he didn't say my value. Ela erech plonili, the value of somebody else. The erech zakeim ben shishim umala pachos me erech. Yeah, Rashi adds that once you get above 60, the value starts to drop. So hesegad benodiv or shana benidar. The ha erechin, and erechin, we should point out here is the differences between male and female. The erechin be neerach. Male or female goes again according to the person who's the object of the vow, which would be the net, which is the nerach. The erachim b'nerach, the ha'erech b'zman ha'erech. And the evaluation that we do is based on the time. The evaluation of years is based on the time that he takes the neder. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Shem he'erich atzmo pachos ben esrim." Guy comes, he's 19 years old, and his birthday's tomorrow. But he says, "I'm going to take," and at 20, he goes into the next level on the chart. So I'm 19 years old, my birthday's tomorrow, and I say, my erech is upon me. Shem herich atzmo pachos ben esrim, tave erech katam. V'kodem nisinoso nasa ben esrim. He doesn't give the money right away. He gives the money 2 days later. But 2 days later, he's already 20. So he's jumped the next level. Eino nosin ela kishosh herich kila. He gives the value of when he took the vow, which is when he was 19, which is the lower level, lesser amount. Okay. Hesek Yad bin Noder Ketzad. When we said before, just said before that Hesek Yad the Noder, that it goes according to the one who takes the vow, that's the determination of whether or not he's rich, poor enough to not have to pay his full amount. What's the case? Ketzad. Ani Sheheri Chesa Ashir. So you have a poor guy who he says, Erech Warren Buffett a lot. Right? A wealthy guy should be, I don't know if he was, a wealthy guy, at his value should be upon me. Notion Erech Ani. So even though Warren Buffett can pay anything he wants, but if I made the vow and I'm too poor, I can't pay it, so then that's the determination. And the Ashir Sheheri Chesa Ani, so let's say Warren Buffett takes the vow about me, so he's or about an Ani. So he can't, Notion Erech Ashir. You can't say, oh, that guy I took the vow about, he would never be able to make the payment, so he gets the lower, he gets Hesek Yad, whatever he can. I also should do Hesek Yad. No, you took the net there, you're wealthy enough, you have to make the payment. Okay. Then the Mishnah adds in, he says, Ava bekarbanos eno kein. But that's not the din when it comes to karbanos. Meaning when it comes to karbanos, you don't look at the person who took the vow. Look at the person who is speaking to few of the cases. You look at the person who is, the object of the subject. The other person, right? In our case, it would be Reuven, right? Aval karbanos eno kein. What's the case? Harei Amar, a guy takes a neder and he says, Karbano shel mitzora ze alai. The karban of that mitzora, I'm going to give. Now, the mitzora is one of those karbanos, which is an olive yored. So it depends upon whether he's wealthy or not. You have the animal, mincha, animal, birds, mincha. So I said, whatever he's going to give as a mitzvah, I'm going to give. So what happens if he's a wealthy guy? So it's all going to go dependent upon him. So now I, despite the fact of being poor, should be obligated to bring the highest level carbon. Right? Rashi says, not Rashi yet. He says, right, carbon also mitzvah ze alai, hayu mitzvah ani. So if the mitzvah is an ani, maybe carbon ani. Even if I'm a billionaire, I bring the carbon of an ani because I'm obligating myself to what he's obligated in. Right, usher, if the person who's the subject of the vow is an usher, maybe korban usher. I have to bring the korban the usher, even if I am destitute. I have that obligation. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani, I think differently, af be'erichin kein. Even by erichin, that's going to be the din. Meaning that by erichin, the din's going to go according to the person who I took the nether about. What does that mean? Why? He says, because you're comparing apples and oranges in this case. Right, Rashi says, Omer ani, af be'erichin kein. He says, "Ilu misrami be'erichin dumi de karbanos." If I would find a case by erichin similar to the case that you mentioned by karbanos, havik karbanos would have the same halacha as karbanos. The hadamate erichin ena karbanos mishum belo b'dami hadati. The case with erichin and karbanos, the case that you gave, are different. Watch what does he say back in the Mishnah? He says, "V'chim b'nei ma ani sheherichas asher nosa erichani." Why is it when an ani takes an erich vow about an ashir, we go based upon the ani? Why is that? It's the erich ani meaning that the hesed yad applies. Ein ha'ashir chayin klum. Because the ashir who I took the neder about, he has no obligation whatsoever. He's not involved here. He's just a hefty timsif that can figure out what I have to pay. But he has no obligation. Aval, but if you have a case, which would be similar to the carbon case, aval ashir shir amar, erki alai, an ashir says, my value is going to be, my erech value, I'm going to pay to the base of Midrash. V'shama ani, and a poor person comes and hears that value, and he's that neder, and Amar, and he says, you know what? Masha Amar ze alai. What his obligation, I have the same obligation. Whoa, that changes everything. Then, notes an erech ashir. Now I am obligated to do what he's obligated to do. Once he has an obligation, and I'm copying, I'm mimicking his obligation, so he's an ashir, he doesn't have the din of Hesed Yad. Even though I'm an ani, I will have a din of hesed yad. So Rebbe says, if you compare apples to apples, which means you take where there's an obligation there, the karbon din and an erech din would be the same thing, where it's going to be dependent upon the person you took the vow about. Right, Rashi says, aval asher she'amar erki elai, last Rashi, the havichayav erech shalim, Dumya de mitzora asher. That's the same thing as a wealthy mitzora. V'shama ani. He says amen. So now he's hitching his obligation on the asher. If you're hitching your obligation on the asher, then it goes according to the asher. Okay. So now the Mishnah. Now the first thing I was going to ask just a little semantics because we glossed over it. We have been saying throughout the first couple of prakim that there's a difference between the noder and marich. Noder means market value, and marich means chart value. And our Mishnah said, Hesed Yad B'Noder. Well, that Hesed Yad, it should be Hesed Yad B'Marech. I mean, Hesed Yad B'Noder. So Gemara asked that, Hesed Yad B'Marech, who? Right, that's what it should say. Because a Noder doesn't have a concept of Hesed Yad. If I'm Noder, someone's value, well, then I have to pay his market value. There is no concept of Hesed Yad. So why here do we say that? The Gemara says, it's simple. Kedeksiv, going according to the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk uses the word of Noder when it talks about the halacha of Hesed Yad. It talks about the halacha, whether the person can pay the obligation or not. As the Pasuk says, the full Pasuk says, Al pi asher tasig yad ha Noder, ya'arichenu ha Kohen. Based upon what the Noder can handle, that's what the Kohen evaluates whether he can pay. So just using the Lashon of the Pasuk, in Mishnaic or Rabbinic terminology, usually Noder means one thing, Marach means another thing. In the Torah, it depends on the context. So here we took the context that was written in the Torah. So then Gemara says, okay, that's great. That's for the first. What about Hashan and Benidar? The years is based on the Nidar. It should be, the years are based on the Ne'erach. So Gemara says, right, Benerachu it should be. So Gemara says, I did the Amar Hesed Gabi Noder, Amar Hashan and Benidar. Just to keep consistency in the Mishnah. The Mishnah does it often, where it keeps consistency or parallels in certain phrases of the Mishnah, because you have to remember, and in those days, they were memorizing the Mishnayos. So you have to do it in such a way that might make it easier to memorize. Therefore, to maintain parallel structure is much easier to memorize than if you have incongruent structure. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to dissect the Mishnah and dissect the machlokas between the apparent machlokas. Lead that into that one. The apparent machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Right. So the Mishnah said, "Hesed Yad B'Noder Ketzad." How do we know? It says, Hesed Yad B'Noder. The halacha about Hesed Yad is dependent upon the Noder. I mean, one who takes the Neder. Ketzad, what's the case? Ani Sheheri Chesed Ashir. Right, a poor person says, I'm going to bring the value of a wealthy person. No sin erech ani. So it all depends upon the person who took the neder. If he cannot pay, Hesed Yad applies. So my time up. What's the svara? What's the reason? Amakra, because the pasuk says, Herich Hosokon, Alpi Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder, Benoder Tel Rachmana. The pasuk says, Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder. If the pasuk says clearly that we make the determination of Hesed Yad, again, Hesed Yad is the halacha, if a person takes an erech vow, and he just looked too often, he takes an erech vow, and he can't pay what's on the chart, the kohen has to make a determination what he can or can't pay, and if he pays that, then he's yotzei, and he's done. Right? Volume 2. So, the Amar Kra, Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder, the Noder Tel Rachmana. Then the Mishnah said, Ava Bekarbanos Enokain. When it comes to Karbanos, this is the Tana Kama, that's not the case. Kare Asha Amar Karbanos Shom Mitzor Ze Alai. If the person said that I'm going to bring the carbon of that mitzorah, whatever he's obligated to bring, that's what I'm going to bring. Haya mitzorah ani, maybe carbon on ani. If the mitzorah was an ani, then the person takes the neder, brings the carbon ani, which would be a carbon mincha or carbon. So the Gemara says, v'chi afal gav de madiro asher. What if the person who takes the neder is a wealthy guy, and he says I obligate upon myself to bring the same carbon that this mitzorah has to bring? The mitzorah is a poor guy. So the usher also has to also only obligated to bring a small poor person's carbon. He's an usher. He's a wealthy. And the pasuk says the imdalu amarachmana. The pasuk says that when it comes to the carbon olav yored, you get to bring the lower level, not lower level, the less expensive carbon only if you're poor. But he's not poor. So why is what's going on? So the gemara says imdalu amarachmana, and lo dalu. He's not. So Amar Yitzchak says, okay, let me limit the case of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only dealing with a case, Kishaya Madiro Ani, that if the person taking the neder is a poor person, and he says the carbon mitzorah, the carbon of that mitzorah is upon me, if he's poor, and that guy's poor, then he has to bring the poor person's carbon. However, if the person taking the neder is wealthy, that doesn't apply, because it's a gzeiros hakasev by carbon over yoder of a mitzorah, that only in dalu, only if he's poor. So the Gemara says, wait a second, who says that? Maybe even if the poor person says about the other poor, that I, poor person A, am going to bring the carbon mitzorah of poor person B, maybe poor person A should also have to bring the carbon of the animal carbon. Who says that he gets the same halachas as the carbon olav yored? The carbon olav yored may only apply specifically to the person who's mechuyev to bring that carbon. But if you now hitch your ride onto that person, you're not a mitzorah. Maybe Korban Olivier Yorid only applies to someone who's an actual mitzorah. The Gemara says, the Dilma Aleidi Dechas Rachmana. Maybe only on the mitzorah himself does the Torah have pity and say that if you can't afford it, you bring the less expensive carbon. But a Madiro, low. But on the Madiro, the person who takes the neder and hitches his ride to that mitzorah, maybe not. Maybe the Torah says, you're not a mitzorah. You don't have this dispensation of a cheaper carbon. The Haksev, the Pasuk says, Imdal, who? If who is specifically speaking about the mitzorah himself? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rachmana, Amar Rav Adam Rava, there's the words, Ein Yado Maseges. By the carbon olive yoreh of the mitzorah, it says, Imdal, who? If he's poor. And then it says again, Ein Yado Maseges, if you can't afford it. Well, it's extra. What do I need Ein Yado Maseges if I already have Imdal, who? So Gemara says, L'Rabo says, I know there. That comes to include the person who takes the neder, who hitches his ride to this poor mitzorah. So we have Imdalhu, which is a limitation, and we have Yadoma Seges, which is an inclusion. So Imdalhu excludes the rich person hitching his ride to the poor person, but in Yadoma Seges includes an ani, a poor person, which is ride to the poor person. Okay. But the Gemara says, wait a second, Avamadiro Ashir. What did we just say now? So we say now, based on this, Gemara says, Ava Madiro Asher, if the wealthy person says, I'm going to bring the carbon mitzorah of the poor person, we just said that the wealthy person doesn't get the dispensation of the cheaper carbon, he would have to bring the more expensive carbon. Right? Ava Madiro Asher, Hochinami de Maisi Bashirus. He also brings a rich person's carbon. So, Im Kain, my Ava Bekarbonos Enokain. The Mishnah said that there's a distinction between Erechin and Karbanos. According to you, what you're saying right now, it's the same thing. It's going according to the person who takes the neder, right? By Erechin, it goes according to the person who takes the neder. And here also, by the Ashir, it's going according to the person who takes the neder. It's all dependent upon him. He has to bring the expensive carbon, not the cheaper carbon. So what do you mean, Aval Ein b'Karbon, b'Karbonos Ein u'Kein? It's the exact same thing. So there's issues here with the Girsa. Rashi and Tosos both seem to take out the next five words. But I don't know. So he says, Ella, it's not in parentheses. So, what? Right. I mean, Rashi says it, they don't have it. Tosos also. But he says, there are two dins. Chada amatzora ani umadiro ani. One is going to be by the matzora ani, who gets, and the person who's taking the neder about the matzora ani is also an ani. V'chada l'ma'ute matzora ashir umadiro ashir. What does that mean? Umadiro ani, correct. So, it depends. We had two possibilities. There's a possibility of the poor person hitching his ride to the poor person, or the rich person hitching his ride to the poor person. So when it comes to, if both of them are poor, then that's where the Torah says that he brings a korban ani. But if it's a wealthy person, he brings the wealthy korban. So that is the korban and mitzvah and erech are the same. But chada, one case is mitzora asher umadira ani. What if the Mitzorah is a poor person, is a wealthy person, and the person hitching his ride to the Mitzorah is a poor person? So in that case, it's going to be different. Because in that case, we're going to say, since the Ani is hitching his ride to the wealthy, he still has to bring the Karbon of the wealthy person. So in that case, Erechin is going to be different than Karbonos. Because by Erechin, you would go according to the poor person. And here by the Karbonos, you go according to the wealthy person. Okay. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that there's different things, right? Is that right? One second. Rashi says, "Kol vade hadem hanoch mili demastisin lahaino hatik ani imah yimatzor ani maybe korban ani vadem diro ani kamar gilgimlo umid idach mosan nakal lo karbonos ein okay in the katan imah yimatzor asher maybe korban asher akal diro ani." Right. Okay. Fine, we got it right. Okay. So the Gemara then says, "Sakadai dechamina." Because why does the Mishnah tell us this? Because you, basically outside, you would have thought that just like the Torah is chas on the mammon of the ani, who says that the ani is a metzora, he brings the cheaper carbon. So too, if he hitches his ride to somebody, he should bring the cheaper carbon. Kamash mara, that's not going to be the case. Sakadai dechamina, ho will be israbu, since it says that they're included, then not to bring the kamash malon, the Mishnah comes to see that he still has to bring the carbon of the asher. And that's what we saw in the Brice, lefisha matzinu be'erechin, when it comes to erechin, ani sheherich has a asher, no sin erechani. If in an Erechin vow, if the Ani says, I'll bring the value of the wealthy person, we go according to the Ani to determine whether or not he can actually afford the payment. You would think that would be the same case in our case now, where the Ani says, I'm going to bring the Korban Mitzorah of this wealthy person. Talmud Lomar, Imdalhu. It says Imdalhu, it's specifically by the Mitzorah himself. That's where the Torah is Chas HaMamono, but not if the person taking the neder is not the Mitzorah, but he's hanging his hat on the Mitzorah. Now the Gemara says, that's what we learn in Dalhu. So according to this, it goes according to the subject of the vow, which would be the Asher in this case. Then, but Rebbe said, Minakar Mishnah, Ulu Rebbe the Amar Omer Ani Af Be'erichin Kain, that even by Erichin, that's the halacha, that if an Asher says, Erki Alai, and an Ani, the case of Rebbe said, yeah, the case of Rebbe is, it's very hard to mark, because it goes, you have to maintain the cases. So if Rebbe's case was, if you had an usher who says, I'm going to bring my Erech value, and an Ani then heard it, and says, I'm going to do what he does. So the halacha is, he has to give it, and even if he can't afford it, he has an IOU, he has to give it. We don't have the din of Hesed Yad. So Alma Amar Basar Chiyuva Degavras Linan. He says to go according to the subject of the vow, which in this case is the wealthy person. So hal lo tzricha kra l'me'ute. So I don't need the pasuk by the case of the Mitzorah case. Because we go according to the case of the Mitzorah was, the poor person says, I'm going to bring the rich person's carbon. And we said we go according to the subject of the vow, which is the rich person. We had to learn that from a pasuk imdalu. Rebbe has that from Svara. You go according to the subject of the vow. So what does he do with the pasuk of imdalu? So hal lo tzricha kra l'me'ute, da'hu l'me'ute mai. Where does the pasuk come to teach us? Again, because Rebbe says, you always go according to the subject. So we had a chiddush that said, oh, if it's a poor person who says, I'm going to bring the korban of this rich person's mitzorah, then we have to. He doesn't get the dispensation of bringing the poor person's korban. He has to bring the rich person's korban, because we have him dalhu. But Rebbe says that's always the case. We always go according to the person who you take the vow about. So what is imdalhu is extra. What do I need that for? So imdalhu l'mu'ute mai, what that's coming to include, says, or to exclude, l'mu'ute mitzorah ani umadiro ashir. It's imdalhu comes to the other case. The case is where the mitzorah is poor, and the one taking the vow is rich. And the rich guy says, I'm going to bring that poor person's korban mitzorah. Sakataita chamina, you would have thought, we go according to the subject of the vow. The subject of the vow here, or the object of the vow here, whichever one. The object of the vow here is the poor person. So therefore, even the rich guy would only have to bring the poor person's korban. No, kamash malon, that we have the pasuk imdalhu, that dispensation doesn't apply if the person taking the neder is wealthy. Okay. Not an easy piece, but... Next Mishnah. What do we have, the quarter to? I always get confused. Okay. Haya ani, person who takes the erechin vow, was poor, right? So therefore, seemingly the halacha of hesed yad applies to him. Veheh ashir, and before he paid, he won the lottery, right? He won the veheh ashir, or ashir. He took the vow when he was wealthy. Veheh ani, and he lost all his money. The market went down, right? Nosin erech ashir. In both cases, he's considered an ashir. He has to give the erech ashir, which means that he doesn't have the halacha of hesed yad. Right? It's not, you're not giving more money. You just don't have the dispensation of hesed yad. Fine.
What do I need this mishnah for? We already just learned that he's reevaluated.
What do you mean?
He has to stand before the kohen again.
But that's this. The chiddush here is that when he stands before the kohen, he's poor. But he took the neder, he was wealthy.
Again, what difference does it make?
Because according to you, what you're saying, he should be considered a poor person. The Mishnah is saying no. He's considered a wealthy person because you go according to the time when he took the neder. It's different. Hayani the Hashir, or Asher Hani, Nosin Erech Ashir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani the Hashir. If he was poor and he got wealthy, V'chazer Hani, and then he went back and became poor again. So now he's bookended as poor. So maybe here now, Susan Mar says, no sin erech ashir, he still has the lech ashir, because the time period where he had that money, it interrupts, I guess, his anius. He's considered ashir, and therefore he doesn't have the halachas of hesed yad. Again, the Mishnah says, aval b'karbonos eino kein. But by the karbonos, that's not the case. Again, karbonos, he's talking about the mitzorah. So if he was a mitzorah, he was wealthy, and he became poor, or he was poor, became wealthy, the whole thing we determine of which karbon he has to bring, okay, he has the three levels of karbon, which at least on one of them, on the chatas, the level of the karbon chatas he has to bring is determined based upon the time he's bringing the karbon. By the erech yad, at any point in time before he gives the money, he's wealthy, he doesn't have the lech of hesed yad, but by the mitzorah, if at the time he's bringing the karbon, he's poor, even though he was wealthy till that moment, he can bring the karbon, the less expensive karbon. Right, so now the Mishnah says another halacha by Erechin, which is not sure whether it's a continuation or it's a new halacha. The Gemara will get to that later. Afilu meis aviv. Right, let's say the man's father passed away, I guess at the time when the Kohen is evaluating him, the hiniach lo ribo, and he left him tens of thousands of dollars, or he left him osvinaso bayam ubalo beribos, or the person who took the vow, his ship, which is filled with merchandise, is out on the seas. Ein la hekdash bem klum, hekdash has nothing; it doesn't count. He's still considered poor. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? If he just inherited money, he's rich. He had the money's his; he owns it. So why is he going to be considered poor? Gemara will deal with that. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ani v'ashir. So he was poor, and he became wealthy. So we said that he has the halacha of an ashir, and therefore he does not have the halacha of hesed yad. What's the reason? The pasuk says, Api asher tasig yad hanoder yarichem kohen. The kohen has to evaluate him based, maybe this is what you're getting to, the kohen has to evaluate him based on what he can or cannot pay. And at the time of the evaluation, he's wealthy, he can pay, he's considered ashir. Now, Asher Hani, I'm not sure I understand here, because it's the same pasuk. If he was wealthy and became poor, he still doesn't have the lach of hesed yad. Why? Because the pasuk says, apir sher tasig yad hanoder, to continue. But tasig yad hanoder. So that mashma that you go according to the zman of the neder. So basically the Gemara, the Pesukim, they play it both ways. They say, they take the word, asher tasig, they say tasig means at the time of the yarichenu akohen is the time of evaluation, and then yad noder is the time of the neder. So the house wins. Right, the house always wins, Monty, right? That's your line. The house wins, and he's going to, the house being the hektesh, they're going to win. So when it benefits hektesh, we're going to say he's wealthy. And when it benefits hektesh, we're going to say that he's wealthy. That's, all the time we're going to say that he's wealthy. We take different words of the pasuk, and we interpret it each way to make sure that he's viewed as being wealthy. What?
That is always about the wealthy.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, I feel uneve ha'eshir, v'chazer v'heni, noshin erech asher. Here's the case where he was poor, became wealthy, he's poor again. So he takes the neder, he's poor, when he's evaluated, he's poor, but at a sort of time in the middle, he came into some money and lost it all. He must have been a football player, you know, and then loses all his money. So he was, that's online, okay. So
experience.
So that he's still considered an asher. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why is that the case? Amakra, because the pasuk says, Imach hu be'erkecha. Okay, so the lashon here, it says, Ad sheyeh b'makuso mitchil vaso. Mach means that his hit, meaning he was hit, meaning he's poor. Me'erkecha. He has to be poor. He has to be mach. He has to be suffering from this maka of poverty. Mitchilaso v'yatsofo, from beginning to end. So if at any time between the neder and the payment there's an interceding moment of wealth that's not continuous poor, so then he's not going to have the halacha of hesed yad. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, imahu, that when you say umahu, that applies across the board, I'll bring you other cases and other halachas where I have similar language, imdalu, imahu, all these things, which seem to indicate, based on your drasha, that you would have to be poor from beginning to end. But we're going to have cases where that is not the case. So Gemara says as follows. Elamiyata, if that's the case, imdalhu. Again, this is by the Korah Metzora. The Chatas is, Korah Chatas is, he has determined, it depends based upon his tax bracket. If he's wealthy, he brings the animal. If he's less wealthy, he brings the birds. And if he's poor, he brings the Korah Mincha. So Hachanami, Achiyat Bidaluso Mitchil Levatsof. According to your limud, it should be, the determination should be based upon the fact that he has to be poor from the time he became Metzor, when he became obligated to bring the carbon, until the time he actually brings the carbon. And if he's at any point in time, he intercedes with wealth, then he can't bring the cheaper carbon. V'chitim hachanami, and if you can say, yeah, hachanami, that's going to be the rule. The only time that you can bring the cheaper carbon is if you're poor from beginning to end. Well, that's not the case. V'atnan, we have a Mishnah in the Goyim that says as follows. Mitzora shehevi karbanos of ani. The Mitzora started bringing his karbanos. Mitzora has a bunch of karbanos to bring. He doesn't have to bring them all at the same time. He can bring them, you know, one after another. So he starts bringing the first karban. He starts bringing his first karban. He's poor, and then he comes back a couple days later, and he's wealthy. He got a windfall. He got an inheritance, right? So mitzora shehevi karbanos of ani v'he'ashir, and then he became wealthy. Or Asher, we started bringing the carbon Asham, he was wealthy. Veheni, and he became poor. Hakol holich achar achatas, Tanakam, Divi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it all depends upon when he's bringing the carbon chatas. He has multiple carbonos. When he brings the chatas, that's the determining factor of which chatas he brings, level A, B, or C. Kol holich achar achatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol holich achar Asham. Well, the determining factor is when he brings the Asham, when he starts. V'tanya Rabbi Lezi, Yaakov Omer kol holich achar tziporim. It's all when he brings the birds, because he has to bring also a set of birds to bring, right? We spoke about it the other day, because the birds chirp, he chirped, he has to bring a set of birds. So that's the determining factor. Point being, yes, there's a flim and machlokas as to when you make the determination, but there is no halacha that he has to be poor from beginning to end. There is a point in time when you make the determination. Why you just said, imdalhu should apply from tchila sofo. So the Gemara says, and so before we get to the answer, the Gemara says, v'ha itmar Allah. And we had a brisa that talked about this Mishnah that said, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ushlashto Mikra Achad Darshu." The three shitos in this Mishnah as to when we make the determination of which carbon chatas this mitzvah brings, whether it's a time he brings the chatas, the time he brings the asham, the time he brings the birds, they all learned it out from the same pasuk. But the pasuk says, "By the mitzvah ani," says, "Those toras asher bon nega taras asher lo tasig yado b'taraso." So Rav Shimon Savar, it says in the previous pasuk. Second. Okay. Rav Shimon said, the pasuk says before, and it says, V'chiper ha-kohen al mitael lefnei Hashem. The kohen has to provide atonement for the person coming. And then it says, if he can't afford it, asher lo tasiga do b'taraso. So since it's talking about kapara, so it's davar ha-mechaper. What determines whether or not he can pay? It's the kapara. What brings kapara? The chatas brings the kapara. Davar ha-mechaper, mani hu chatas. That's Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that we go according to the Asham, because it says, Asher lo tasiga do b'tahara so. We're talking about the tahara. Davar ha-machshir, ma'nihu Asham. The thing that starts the tahara process is the Asham. So that's going to be the determining the time period. Again, this is if you didn't bring the chatas yet. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar, no, tahara so is not the beginning of the tahara process. It's the end of the tahara process, which is the birds. Right? Hagorim ol tahara, ma'nihu tziparin. They all say these different points in time is when you make the determination whether you consider wealthy or not. However, Ella, but the Ella, in Russian, it says Imdalhu, Lamali. So what do I need Imdalhu? We just said before, Imahu means he has to be poor from beginning to end, but we're not learning that Imdalhu. So what does Imdalhu come to teach us if we already just said, Ashalot HaSigyodo, that he's poor? So what does Imdalhu, that he's poor, come to teach us? So he says, Lamali, Lichid the Rebbe D'Isei, L'Rabbanik D'Isei. Like we just said before, between the Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. Right, the Chachamim learn from this that it's only on the Mitzora the Torah has this idea of different levels of korbanos, but not someone who takes the neder who says I'm going to have the same halacha as that Mitzora. Therefore, an ani who takes a neder that I'm going to bring the same korban Mitzora as a wealthy Mitzora has to bring the korban of a wealthy Mitzora. And according to Rebbe, he learns from the pasuk that if the neder was wealthy and the Mitzora was poor, he still has to bring the wealthy person's carbon. So we got rid of that question. Again, the question is because Rabbi Yehuda said that in order to get the halacha of Hesed Yad, you had to be poor from the moment you took the Erech vow to the time that you bring the money. Right? Because it says im machu. So Elamayata, what about the following case? The pasuk says, Vuhu aid, talking about Adras. Right? It's Vuhu aid o yada o ra o yada im lo yogi v'nasa avono. So who aid? So maybe it says Achi kosher mitchilas vatzofel. Maybe he has to be a kosher aid from the moment he saw what transpired till the time that he actually comes to court. What happens in the intervening period? He becomes pasul. He becomes a relative to one of the people, and then so what happens? So maybe you say Achi kosher mitchilas vatzofel. You would have to be kosher aid from beginning to end. V'chitim hachanami. If you say hachanami, that's the halacha, just like the erech, and that's the din. So to hear that would be the din, then you have to be a kosher from beginning to end. V'atanyo, you're following b'risa. Haya yodeya lo edus atz lo nase chasano. I know edus about a person, and then that person, I guess, becomes my son-in-law, my father-in-law, right? V'nase chasano, and then before I testify, we become related, so we're pasul. Or pikeach, person was able to hear. And then when he saw the testimony, and then in the intervening period, he became nischaresh before he testified. He was now no longer able to hear. O pasuach, at the time he saw it, he was able to see. He had sight. Vinestama, and then he became blind. Shafwe vinestata, or I guess he was normal and then became a shota. Hareza apostle. He is pasul, because at the time he testified, he was pasul. Aval, but. At point A, when he saw the testimony, he was unrelated. Then he becomes related. And then Nebuch, the person's daughter, dies, so he's no longer related to this individual. He's no longer a son-in-law, but he doesn't have the connection with his daughter. Or, Pikeach, he was able to hear. Vinischarech, then he couldn't, came deaf. And because of Nispakeach, then at the time of the testimony, he returned to being able to hear. Opasuch, Vinistam of Yachach, Nispateach. He had sight, became blind, and then got his sight back. Shafoi v'nishtatav v'chazar v'nishtapa. Or he was regular, he became crazy, and then he went on his meds. And then he became the same idea. He's kosher. Why? Ze'aklal kosher b'tchilasu v'sof kosher's kosher. When it comes to edus, you just need to be kosher aid when you saw it, and kosher aid when you testify. Even if in the intervening period you become pasul. So why? According, it should be the same halacha as Erekah, which would be all the way through. And by Eidus, it's not the case. So Gemara says, no, it's Shani Hasam, it's different by Eidus, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, O Ra'a Im Lo Yogid. So it says, Ri'iyah and Haggadah. So the Ri'iyah the Haggadah, Tala Rachmanah Mil. So the Torah makes the determination based on the seeing and the testifying. Va'ika, and this person was kosher at the seeing, and was kosher at the testifying. that Allah, if that's the case, so vuhu aid, what does the word vuhu aid mean? We, so before we said vuhu, right, we said mahu, by Erechim, meant that he had to be poor throughout. And here it says aid, who aid? What do we do with the who? We can't make the same limit as Erechim because we said it depends upon Haggadah and Riyah. So what's the lesson of vuhu? Sulamali, l'chidasanya, is for the following brisa. This is talking about the Karbon Shvua et Ha'etus. If someone comes to me and says, you know, swear to me that you don't know they don't have testimony about me, and he swears falsely, he also has to bring a Karbon Olah V'Yorah, and he has to bring the Karbon Chatos. So Gemara says, l'chidasanya, we have the following brisa. Ra'a Sia Shobnei Adam Omdim. So he has the Sia, Rashi says it's a group. The Sia, which is a group of people. Sia Shobnei Adam Omdim. The Eda Beneim. And his witnesses, who know testimony for him, are amongst this group. The Amar. And the person looking for the witnesses says, Mashbiani Aleichem. I force you to take a Shvua. That if you know testimony, you have to come testify for me. And I guess they all accept the Shvua, but they don't come. Maybe these people should be Chayav Shvua's Eidus. You're not Chayav, because he didn't specify. He said, if anyone among you, right, or something like that. But, he didn't say. He didn't say, you were the guys. If he's using a different lakshon, as opposed to saying, Mashbiani Aleichem, which includes everybody, but then he says, call me, any individual who knows Eidus about me, then, and they all agree, then they would be Chayiv. Why, Afilu Amar, Yachal Afilu Amar, call me, Tamalom, who aid, in this case, it's considered enough that have him specifying that these are the Eidim, I'm not sure about the distinction, one case, they're not Chayiv Korban Ol V'Yorid, second case, they are Chayiv Korban Ol V'Yorid, based on the Pasuk of Vuhu Eid. But Vuhu Eid is not going to teach me that he has to be kasher aid from beginning to end, just like by Erechim, he has to be poor from beginning to end, because we have the pasuk of Imlo Yagid, of Ora Ol Yagid. Want to get to the Mishnah? You know, so stop.
Stop here?
Okay.